You could wait until the last minute to start your holiday shopping, or you could get amazing gifts that give gifts at Helzberg Diamonds. Black Friday event. Spend $699.99 on jewelry like diamond studs or anniversary bands and get a free 40-inch Vizio Smart TV that allows you to stream over 1,000 apps. It's the perfect gift for the whole family. So for a better way to holiday shop ahead of time, check out Black Friday deals now through Sunday at Helzberg Diamonds.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You heard it. I'm RJ, live coast to coast. 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock here in Vegas. We got an action-packed Wednesday hour for you. It's never happened before. It's Wednesday Pick-Palooza. What does that mean? It means a lot of picks. It's usually on Friday. But hey, guys, Thanksgiving, we're off. Friday, we're off. We're all going to be watching football, betting football, and we're going to give you all the picks this hour, Wednesday Pick-Palooza, breaking down the biggest games, Ohio State, Michigan, also Alabama, Auburn. We're going to look at the playoff committee and what that tells us about the national title picture. We're joined in studio by the pros who know, NFL expert Steve Fezzik, and Brad Powers, who has all the college knowledge. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. Here's my personal promise. We will deliver the Vegas truth to you. Can't have the pros without the Joes. Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ, as we come to you live here on Straight Out of Vegas from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. So the new college football playoff rankings are out. Brad Powers, our college football expert, what did you see from a Vegas perspective that changes how you feel about the playoff odds moving forward?
Well, we're starting to get a little bit more clarity on who is going to make it as far as the college football playoff. It's crystal clear. Alabama wins out. They're in. Alabama going to be a clear-cut favorite in each of the next 2 weeks. A 24-point favorite Alabama is against Auburn this week. Clemson, another significant favorite in each of their next two games. Clemson most likely in. And the third team likely in, Notre Dame, who's a double-digit favorite this week against USC. I think it's pretty clear that those three teams win, they're in.
Agreed. In fact, it's not clear. It's undebatable. Certitude, as some may say. Here's the thing, though. If Michigan beats Ohio State and wins the Big Ten championship against Northwestern, they're in with equal certitude. Agreed?
Absolutely.
So now, let's do the hypothetical. Let's assume Ohio State wins. Let's assume against Michigan, then against Northwestern. Now the question becomes Oklahoma, Ohio State, or Washington State. I think Washington State is a tougher sell, and it's possible, but let's set them aside for a second. I'm very interested, Brad Powers, in Oklahoma. Because right now, Oklahoma is ranked where?
Oklahoma's ranked number 6.
And Ohio State is ranked?
Number 10.
Okay. So it strikes me, let me do the math here real quick. Okay. What we know is Oklahoma significantly ahead. I don't have the exact number, but yeah, 4 slots ahead. How does Ohio State make that up? The only way is if they have super impressive wins relative to Oklahoma. But if Oklahoma wins out and Ohio State wins out, I would make the case Oklahoma is more impressive from here to there. Let's talk about that. What would be the Sooners' 2 wins?
First off, it would be this week, Oklahoma, a 2.5-point favorite at number 13, West Virginia.
And the Vegas spread?
2.5 points.
So almost a pick'em game. So they're going to win against a top team on the road, and then they would play
most likely Texas in the Big 12 championship game.
Now, Ohio State, in the hypothetical, would be Michigan. Impressive win, but that would be at home. And then Northwestern. Between those two, what's the tougher path.
No question about it. It's Oklahoma's path.
So what we're saying is Oklahoma's 6, Ohio State's 10. If they both win out, Oklahoma will have more impressive wins from here. I don't see how the Buckeyes make up that ground.
I completely agree. And keep in mind, another caveat to Oklahoma's resume, Oklahoma can obviously avenge their only blemish on the season if they turn around and beat Texas in the Big 12 championship
Which
game.
Which cosmetically looks good.
Yes.
To me, doesn't mean Oklahoma's going to win out. Who knows? Clemson could lose. But this is a very likely scenario that the Ohio State will have won the Big Ten two straight years and not make the playoffs.
And it'd be the third straight year, actually, the Big Ten championship doesn't, the Big Ten champion doesn't make the playoffs.
Wow. Because it was,
it was Penn State and Ohio State ended up getting over Penn State a couple years ago.
I tell you, all the talk from the committee about championships matter in these conferences, And I tell you this, Jonas, is the conversation here fascinating, but there's been a little conversation about Central Florida that really flabbergasted me.
Yeah, here was the direct quote from committee chairman Rob Mullins on Tuesday night talking with ESPN. Quote, "We spent considerable time talking about UCF and Ohio State. While UCF may not have the depth of talent of Ohio State, the committee felt that right now, today, after week 12, UCF has the more all-around complete team." End quote. RJ, what does Vegas make of that?
So, Jonas, is this saying the article where he books his bets, like how I can bet with him? So, Brad, all the college knowledge, let's start with Bama. Let's say perfect scenario for the group of five. It's Bama 1 and Central Florida 4. Neutral field, first round of the playoffs. What's the spread?
Alabama would be a 27-point favorite.
Ooh, dog. Now, the real question, though, Ohio State versus Central Florida, neutral field.
Ohio State, an 8-point favorite over UCF.
Over a touchdown.
Yes.
All right, so here's a message straight out of Vegas about your take on the Buckeyes.
And now this important message.
Mainstream media. Miss.
From a mainstream media miss to a couple of guys who are hoping to not miss, and that would be Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. And you can watch the historic head-to-head 18-hole duel between the iconic Tiger Woods and five-time major champion Phil Mickelson for a winner-take-all $9 million. Capital One's The Match is live from Las Vegas, November 23rd. That's this Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific. Watch on br.live. And on pay-per-view. There's a couple of big matchups in college football we're going to take an early look at, the first of which is a big one that I know RJ Bell will be very, very tuned in and interested in, as Michigan is on the road in the horseshoe at Ohio State. Right now, the Wolverines, a 4.5-point favorite.
Let's see here. I'm a little partial here. Let's go to Brad as a grad. And you know me and the Harbaughs do not get along. Brad, what's your take on the game? Give us the spread.
Yeah, I like Ohio State here. Plus,
so you're betting it.
I am betting it. And here's what I also like. I like outliers. So what's an outlier usually to me? It's a market overreaction. We have an outlier here. What's the outlier? Ohio State as an underdog. Hasn't happened in 52 games. You got to go back 4 seasons when Ohio State was an underdog to Oregon in that national championship game to find the last time Ohio State was catching points. I like the Buckeyes in the dog roll.
Now, remember, a lot of listeners coast to coast are going to say, wait a minute, Brad Powers. There's a reason Ohio State hasn't been an underdog for 4 years, but they are now. They're not playing near as well as they've played during those 4 years. The premise of you fading outliers is, in a short sample size of 3, 4, 5, 6 games, there can be fluky things that make a team look worse than they are. And if history says this team's much better, but the last 4 or 5 games says otherwise, you often trust the history.
Yep.
And to me, I think that makes even more sense in this game. And here's why. Ohio State's too talented to be doing what they're doing on the field. There's got to be some reason other than skill and talent. And if there's ever a game, especially as Colin Cowherd's been talking about, if Urban Meyer is on the way out. This is his last year. The idea of winning one for the coach and, hey, we can salvage this season if we just beat Michigan. I think that if it is motivation, if the question has been, oh, Bosa doesn't even want to play, he's got his eye towards the pros. If it is about motivation, this is the game where motivation won't matter. It won't be a negative for the Buckeyes. Now it's just about talent. And if it's just about talent, well, Ohio State should not be a home underdog.
Yeah, and this is an Ohio State team that all year long has been dealing with distractions. Our coach is gone, suspended the first three games. Is he going to even be the coach next year? Comes back. When he comes back, our best player, Nick Bosa's out for the year. Is he going to come back? No. Looks like a distracted team. I don't see distractions this week other than let's lock in, play our rival, and we still have everything in front of us.
And, there's all kind of data here about how the Buckeyes have dominated this series. One of them, Buckeyes have won 13 of 14 games. The favorites won 13 straight, which points to Michigan a little bit. By the way, Urban Meyer, last time he was a home underdog, 2003, right?
At Utah.
Wow. So Brad Powers he's betting Ohio State +4.
Guys, it's the Iron Bowl this Saturday. Auburn, Alabama from Tuscaloosa, and Alabama is a 24-point favorite at home.
So I lean with Alabama here. So it's not a bet for me. It's a lean on Alabama minus the 24 here. Number one factor for me, Nick Saban doesn't forget. What doesn't he forget? What happened to his Crimson Tide last year in the Iron Bowl when Auburn gave Alabama their only blemish on that national championship season. You can be rest assured that game last year was being mentioned more than once as far as off-season workouts during the season. You get a focused Alabama here.
Anytime you have a favorite over three touchdowns, the question is, what is the motivation of that favorite to win by that kind of margin and beyond? And what I'm hearing you say, Brad, and I agree 100%, that motivation, the key handicap in the Alabama game, is Nick Saban is petty. He wants to demoralize his opposition. And I'll be honest with you, it's smart. When you've got 17-year-old kids making decisions, they want to be around winners. You make a team look, embarrass a team, it can hurt them for the next two recruiting classes. And let's be honest, Nick Saban's not afraid to do it. So I do lean Bama. It's too many points for me to bet, but I agree with you. Lean Bama laying the lumber. When we come back, we're going to break down each and every NFL game on Sunday with the wisest wise guy wisdom, the number one factor in each game.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you always wanted, and it's right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. We'll compare rates for you so you get a great deal, even if it's not with us. Saving you time and money. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we will take a look at every single game this Sunday in the NFL.
We bring the thrills of Vegas to you each day. Right now on the Strip, 67 degrees, and the neon is pumping. Real quick, Jonas, I'm sure you're too young for this, but a famous crossover in sitcom history was Archie Bunker ended up, for All in the Family, ended up creating the Jeffersons.
Right.
And then when the Jeffersons were starting out, Archie would show up occasionally, you know, uptown, moving uptown. Or he would go uptown to see the Jeffersons. Well, Straight Out of Vegas has a weekend edition. So that's like the Jeffersons in this analogy. 11 o'clock Pacific, that's PM, to midnight on Saturdays. Bernie Fratto, the host. It's a best of Straight Out of Vegas during the week. Getting them ready for Sunday action. Well, he showed up. Archie showed up here. Bernie is here to give us a 30-second handicap because he's from Detroit on Michigan, Ohio State.
I shut down the dry cleaners early today, by the way. All right. So In August, you could have got Michigan plus 7. Now you're going to lay 4.5. Urban Meyer's been a dog 6 times in his career at Ohio State. Won all 6 outright. Yeah, I get it. Michigan's 10-1. They did it against opponents 47-52. Ohio State's also 10-1. I love the Buckeyes here.
No, I did not know that, but I like it, Bernie. 11 o'clock, straight out of Vegas, weekends, Fox Sports Radio.
Guys, it is time to take a look at every single game here on Straight Out of Vegas this Sunday in the NFL. We call it the wisest wise guy wisdom, and we start in Buffalo, where the Bills are currently a 3-point underdog to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, and on the Thanksgiving games at the end of the show, we're going to do a full breakdown on those games. Here's an amazing trend I've never seen before. Teams on a 5-game losing streak or longer, and that's Jacksonville, when they're favored. All right, so it's a team that's been losing like crazy, but they're still favored. There's been 100 or so times in the last 30 years that was the case. 43% against the spread. So Jacksonville, big losing streak, they're still favored. History says fade Jacksonville.
The red-hot Oakland Raiders, winners of 1 in a row, are on the road at Baltimore, but it's the Ravens, a 10.5-point favorite.
To me, this is driven by this matchup, what the surprise factor that Harbaugh had with Lamar Jackson, 27 runs, 19 passes. Yes, the quarterback ran more than he threw. Now, that was a surprise, like the Wildcat was when they broke it out. Now they got tape on it. Now, I'm guessing Harbaugh kind of has another move, but if you're an 11-point favorite or over doubles and you're winning by 10 late, are you going to be running your quarterback still, or are you going to get super conservative? So if you like the dog here, I think there's really good reason, because one, that surprise factor no longer there for Baltimore running so much, and two, how many hits does Harbaugh want Jackson to take in a game that might already be decided, and still you might cover in that spot with the Raiders?
49ers at the Buccaneers, Tampa, a 3-point favorite.
Turnovers dictate in the NFL more than anything. And teams that are minus 4 in turnovers in a given game, net-net, where they give the ball up 4 extra times, they only cover the spread, historically, 4% of the time. So once in 25 games, a team is able to overcome being minus 4. Recently, in the last month, Tampa Bay has been minus 4 twice. They're undefeated against the spread. They're 1-0-1 against the spread being minus 4. And you might say, RJ, they're minus 4 for a reason. They stink. No, we believe a big chunk of turnovers, Vegas believes, is about luck, bad luck. And thus, Tampa had a lot of bad luck and still 1-0-1 in those games. That means to me, Tampa's probably underrated.
The Eagles are hosting the Giants. Philly, a 5.5-point favorite.
If you look at the Eagles, and this was a concept we talked about with Brad earlier on the college side, Ohio State has a history. How much can a team really vary from that history? Well, let's look at the history of the Eagles and the Giants. Since the start of last season, Eagles are 20-9 straight up. The Giants are 6-20 straight up. The Eagles are favored by 6. There's 5.5 out there. That means on a neutral, this is 2.5. Now, I get it. This isn't the same Eagles team. I get it. Giants have won some games recently. But I got to be honest with you. This feels like such an overreaction that the baseline of these teams cannot have gotten that close with the Eagles still motivated in the playoffs.
And of course, the one key concern is Philly is decimated in the secondary that's been bad all year. 4 new cornerback injuries just in the past 2 weeks.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Fez. Eli Manning's probably the last quarterback ready, equipped today to take advantage, wouldn't you say?
Well, he's got the weapons, though.
What? If he got the weapons, why haven't we seen those weapons weaponizing people?
I think we're going to see it happen this Sunday.
Well, so you're saying this is the aberration.
This is the opportunity.
Yeah, well, true. And Eli's had a lot of opportunities recently. Listen, let's just say this. You haven't gone broke betting against Eli Manning and his weapons.
Straight out of Vegas, brought to you by Geico, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We continue our wisest wise guy wisdom, taking a look at every single game in the NFL this Sunday. And we go to Cincinnati, where the Bengals are a 3-point favorite hosting the Browns.
I would make the following point. And Fez, you can tell me if you agree. The Browns benefit being off a bye here more than any team I can ever remember. The combination of having so many overtime games, so many close games otherwise, those are physically and emotionally difficult games. Then you change a coaching staff in the middle of a week where it's not a bye week. It's not even a Thursday, 10-day rest to the next Sunday. It was Sunday to Sunday. And still they were able in their last game to beat Atlanta. Now you give them 2 weeks to integrate the new coaching and also to rest finally. Whatever you think of the Browns, I think this bye has done them more good than any team I can remember.
Agree. And I think late season byes in general, very positive for any NFL team.
The Patriots are an 8.5-point favorite at the Jets.
Well, I'm going to say this about the Pats. We've got a new segment coming up in a little bit called The Best Time to Be Bad. Now, that sounds fun, doesn't it? The Patriots are going to be involved there. But I will say, and this isn't going to be related, but this is the trend that we've been talking about a good bit. If you have a road favorite off a bye, 72% against the spread since 2002. 72%. 130 or check that, 61 winners, 24 losers against the spread. What's the logic? It's that you're not going to overlook a team like you often will if you're a big road favorite, if you're off a bye, because you've had your rest, you've had your fun, now it's back to football. That's one of the reasons I think the Pats might be a good bet.
Seahawks at the Panthers, Carolina a 3.5-point favorite.
One of the things I love to do, and Fez, we don't do enough of this, is integrate matchups. We are great on how good a team is. We're not as good on how they're going to match up. Will this tight end do well against cover two? I'm working on it. Here's something I've uncovered here. Both teams, if you look at the stats, Carolina and Seattle want to run the ball. In fact, if you look at Seattle, last two games, 173 yards rushing against Green Bay, 273 against the Rams. Carolina's D is better against the run. DVOA of 14 versus 24. Carolina wants to run. They're much better against the run. And Seattle's defense is much worse against the run. They're number 20 against the run, number 6 against the pass. So you've got both teams want to run. Carolina's defense is better against the run. Seattle's isn't. To me, that's a big advantage for Carolina.
The Colts are a 9-point favorite hosting the Dolphins.
This is amazing. Everyone's kind of saying Andrew Luck is good again. The greatest QBR season, that's a quarterback rating, the greatest QBR season ever was Tom Brady, the undefeated regular season. His QBR was 87 on the season. Andrew Luck, last four games, in each and every game has been better than 87. So think about what that means. I know it's tougher to do it for a season than four games, but Andrew Luck, the last four games, has played better than any quarterback in history has over a season. So does this keep up? We'll see. But this streak is an all-timer for Andrew Luck.
And Andrew Luck has not been sacked the last five games now that his O-line is completely intact. However, his center just did go down. Let's keep an eye on that.
So go down. Is he out?
He's out.
His center?
Yes.
Ooh, breaking news.
The Chargers are a 12.5-point favorite hosting the Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona's defense by DVOA is the fifth best in the NFL. So think about that. How unusual is that? What do you got, Arizona? 31st?
Yes.
Okay. Are you're not sure? They're in the third. They're either Raiders are the worst, right?
Raiders are number 32. Actually, Arizona number 30.
Okay. To me, it's kind of an eye popper. You have a team that is one of the three worst in the NFL that has the fifth best defense. I think it does speak to how bad the Arizona offense is.
The Broncos are hosting the Steelers. Pittsburgh, a 3-point favorite on the road.
A lot of talk about the Steelers on the road. Big Ben on the road isn't as good. Well, last 11 games, Steelers on the road, straight up, 10-0-1. They are undefeated the last 11 games, the Steelers on the road. So all that talk about road woes, well, at least lately, Not the case for Pittsburgh.
And finally, Sunday Night Football. It is the Vikings, a 3-point favorite, hosting the Green Bay Packers.
I would make the following case. This is the team with the best home field in the NFL right now, statistically, versus the worst road team in the NFL. Since Zimmer started as coach for Minnesota 2014, the Vikings are 72% against the spread at home. 72%. The Pats are 70%, New England. No other team is better than 57. So think, the third best team is 57. Pats are 70. Vikings are 72. Aaron Rodgers, in his last 7 years, the prime of his career, has a below 500 record on the road straight up. And the differential between the points you win or lose a game by at home in the road, Green Bay has the biggest differential in the NFL. They actually swing 10.5 points per game home, road. Now think, we always say home field is 3. That means a 6-point swing. Statistically for Green Bay, that swing is over 10 points.
And it's the Packers' fourth road game, their last 5, and they've lost the last 3 road games. Maybe a 4-game road losing streak coming.
Well, that he really topped that baby off. Yeah. So what Fez is telling you guys is Green Bay's lost 3 in a row, and it's possible they're going to lose 4 in a row. In a minute, and I mean a minute, we have the world premiere of Colin Cowherd's pick number 6.
That's next here on Straight Outta Vegas. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, it's Isaac Lohenkron.
Good afternoon, Jonas, and we begin with some breaking NBA news. The Athletic reporting that Markelle Fultz of the Philadelphia 76ers is dealing with a right wrist injury in addition to a previously diagnosed right shoulder injury and would prefer to make a fresh start with a new team. In college basketball right now, number 3 Gonzaga leads top-ranked Duke 75-63 with 10:05 remaining in the second half in the championship game of the Maui Invitational. The Bulldogs shooting 62% from the field. Rui Hachimura, 16 points on 6 of 9 shooting, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Duke at 42%. Zion Williamson has 14 points, 8 rebounds, but is 5 out of 13 from the field. NFL, the Chicago Bears listed quarterback Mitch Trubisky as doubtful for tomorrow's game against the Lions due to a shoulder injury, meaning backup QB Chase Daniel is likely to get the start. Bears also signed quarterback Tyler Bray from their practice squad. The Patriots listed Tom Brady as a limited participant in practice today with a knee injury. NFL Network reports, though, that the Patriots are not worried about Brady's availability against the Jets on Sunday. Jonas?
Thanks, Ilo. Straight Outta Vegas comes to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, where it's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. Coming up in about 12 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, best bets and a look ahead to the Thursday games, the Thanksgiving Day games in the NFL. I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. He is the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
So Duke's losing. I'm confused. They're the best team of all time. How could they be losing? Remember, guys, the Duke was an underdog entering their first game against Kentucky.
Yep.
Let's not overreact.
It's time now for our weekly visit from the one and only Colin Cowherd.
Let's go! Go!
Now.
Hey, that's great football now!
It's Colin's
bonus pick only for RJ Bell.
Pick number 6.
I think I'd take the Niners plus 3.5 at Tampa for one reason. I still think everybody's trying to look good on tape for Kyle Shanahan. I think they feel pretty good about themselves and going forward. They're not a great team now, and they run the ball really, really well. And so I think it's going to be kind of a low-scoring, choppy game. I actually think the Niners' locker room is better than Tampa's. I don't even think Tampa knows if Jameis Winston's going to be around next year. So I didn't make this in my Blazing 5. This would be it. I'd take the Niners on the road, plus 3.5. What would the wise guys say?
Disagreement here.
Wow.
And one of the things, Colin, and I sincerely love about your show is you ask questions that aren't the obvious questions. Let me ask you a non-obvious question. Are we sure Kyle Shanahan's a good head coach? Because if you look at the 33 prior games without Jimmy G, all right, they've won 3. They're 3 San Francisco and 30 without Jimmy G. So I get that Jimmy G's important, but you can't win any games without him?
And now the question is, he's got a big contract. He's got equity with the team, Shanahan, meaning he's not going to get fired. You got to wonder if the number one pick, they're in it now for the number one pick. Is there any chance they're a little ambivalent, the 49ers, about winning these games? I think that's possible. Marlins look mighty good these two games, surprisingly good. But he's an undrafted rookie that the 49ers did anything possible not to start. Remember that Thursday game against the Raiders? They waited till game time to give him the start, even though Beathard was hurt. And Beathard's not very good. All right. And finally, last thing. This is amazing. We talked about it. NFL teams that are -4 in turnovers only cover 4% of the time. In the last four games, Tampa Bay's been -4 twice. So two separate games. They haven't lost against the spread either time. They're 1-0-1. Tampa Bay is being -4 in turnovers. Now, you might say, well, they're bad because all those turnovers. No, we really believe turnovers even out mostly in the long run. So if Tampa's able to do okay even when they're turning the ball over, you don't expect that to continue. I think Tampa's underrated, so I disagree with you. We're going to go with Tampa.
Yeah, that turnover, very important stat there. I do think Tampa is underrated.
Guys, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. This company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers, and in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. But right now, it's time for a new feature on the show because, look, we know you've been bad. And here on Vegas, we accept that from time to time. It is time for the best time to be bad. RJ, take it away.
And here's the concept, guys. You love parlays. You love road favorites. You love laying the lumber. We're always poo-pooing you. Don't eat the cheesecake. Work out. Don't have that second helping of turkey. Well, sometimes you got to find the best time to be bad. We're going to do it with three games, right? We've got two NFL, one college. Let's start here. Patriots, Jets, Pats favored by 9.5 on the road. Usually for me, it's dog or pass, home dog or pass. I'm playing the Pats. I'm going to be bad. Now let's think about this. Whenever you have a big favorite, it's all about motivation to get margin. Why do they want to win? Well, Belichick, like Nick Saban, hates losing. Well, most recently, last game for the Pats, they lost by 24. Worst post-September loss of the Brady Belichick era. Now, that Belichick's not happy. That's the simple part. But off of any loss since they won their first Super Bowl, so 2003 onward, Patriots 37-14 against the spread. 37-14, just if they lose. If the next game is a road game, like it is here, 22-5. Why? Because Belichick, it's like a little mini camp. He's like, we got nothing to do but focus on this game. If the loss was by double digits, doesn't matter home or road, the next game, it's just they lost bad. 17-4 against the spread. So now you've got, it's a perfect storm of hate from Belichick of wanting to dominate against a Jets franchise he doesn't really like anyway, right? So you've got 37-14 overall off a loss, 22-5 if the next game's a road game, 17-4 if it's double digit, that loss. Oh, by the way, they had a bye. So he's had 2 weeks to get mad. And we know how road favorites do off a bye. Great. And then the Jets, they either have McCown, who had a QBR of 4%. That's about as bad as you can do last game. Or Sam Darnold, whose foot was still so hurt he didn't practice Monday, even after their bye. So a hobbled quarterback, either by age or physically, against a mean Belichick. I'm laying the lumber. And to me, it's the best time to be bad this weekend. Except maybe there's a few others, because we've got another NFL pick we're going to be bad with, and also college, and also Fez's best bet.
He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you always wanted, and it's money-making time next year on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. It's simple. Plug in Snapshot, drive, and earn discounts for safe driving. Save more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. We continue because we know you're going to bet it anyways. So here is another good time to be bad, this time with Brad Powers.
All right, Brad. So we started this. This is quite the odyssey. It's a money line parlay. It's a bunch of college teams. They just need to win the game. No spread. You started out 2-0.
Yep.
We were saying, how could it lose? Look at these games. Look at the, how's Ohio State going to lose? And then what happened?
Four straight losing weeks.
And we were all saying, see, cautionary tale. Even Brad can't do it. What happened then?
Three straight winners.
So we're up.
We are up money.
So this is
and we're getting plus money each week. So plus we're way up.
So this is a good time to be bad.
It is.
All right, how many teams do we got?
Just four this week.
Go.
And again, you just need these teams to win the game on Saturday. Wisconsin, Appalachian State, Arkansas State, and San Diego State.
All right, so let's go over those teams again. Tell me the spread and who they're playing. Wisconsin to win.
A 10.5-point favorite over Minnesota.
App State to win.
10.5-point favorite over Troy.
Arkansas State to win.
11.5-point favorite over Texas State.
San Diego State to win.
17-point favorite over Hawaii.
Here's what's funny, Jonas. So I came in and I said, Brad, I can't remember. Did you win your money line parlay last week? He goes, oh, yeah, like that. And I look, and one of the teams was Ohio State. So he was acting like it was the easiest win ever. He's sneaky.
Guys, we've got one more good time to be bad. But first, I want to let you know that Tiger Woods versus Phil Mickelson, the match. You can watch this historic head-to-head 18-hole duel between the iconic Tiger Woods and five-time major champion Phil Mickelson for a winner-take-all $9 million. Capital One's The Match is live from Las Vegas this Friday, November 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific. Watch on br.live and on pay-per-view. So, RJ, you have another example of when it's a good time to be bad, this one involving the New Orleans Saints, who are currently a 12.5-point favorite, hosting the Falcons tomorrow night.
Yeah, this might be the best time to be bad of the whole weekend because it's a two-team correlated parlay. Now, what does that mean? If one thing happens, the second thing is more likely to happen. And all of the Freddie Fanny packs, they love favorites and over. They figure the favorite's going to score a lot and it's going to go over. There's actually a lot of logic to it. But boy, in the NFL, we uncovered something that's mind-blowing. If you go back to 2011, so a bunch of years now, but more of a modern era, and you have home teams favored by 11 or more, that's the Saints here, and the game total, the total points, is 48 or more, which is a high total, a lot of points. The favorite has won 70% of the time, 41-18. The game has gone over the total 71% of the time, 41-17-1. So what we're saying is when there's a big favorite and a big total, that favorite tends to roll and tends to score a lot of points. So the last 27 times this was the case, and this goes back years and years, the favorite and over cashed 17 times. So more than half the time, you're hitting a parlay on, in this case, the Saints and the over. Listen, guys, this is bad, but this is a good time to be bad.
Let's quickly take a look at the other two games on Thanksgiving. It is the Chicago Bears, currently a 3-point favorite at the Lions.
Fez.
Yeah, injuries are the key here. Chase Daniel looks like he's going to make the start for the Bears. That is a 2-point downgrade for the Bears in my numbers, and we've seen the spread drop.
So only 2 points.
Yeah, Chase Daniel, no, Nagy, Kansas City offense, he was underneath it a few years ago. He knows the system very well.
And to me, the key to this game is think about the quickest turnaround in NFL possible. The Sunday night game to the day game on Thursday, disadvantage Bears.
The Cowboys, the 7-point favorite hosting the Redskins.
I mean, I can't bet the Skins, Fez, because the O-line is so decimated. Like, as bad as we've seen, and Colt McCoy with a short week, I guess they didn't even practice. They just did walkthroughs. This feels like one of those, when the game's over, we're going to say, how could the Skins have really competed?
And I can't bet the Cowboys because they're 5-5 despite playing an easy schedule.
Yeah, this one, I think, Don't be bad. Just watch it.
Guys, watch the historic head-to-head 18-hole duel between the iconic Tiger Woods and five-time major champion Phil Mickelson for a winner-take-all $9 million. Capital One's The Match is live from Las Vegas this Friday, November 23rd at 3 Eastern Time, noon Pacific. Again, you can watch on br.live and on pay-per-view.
All right, we got a best bet from Fez. Go, Fez, go.
I'm on the Denver Broncos, +3, +100. It's all about a flat spot for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They had divisional showdown against Baltimore, at Baltimore. They won that game. Primetime win against Carolina on a Thursday. And then last week, double revenge, get the win late against Jacksonville. Here comes the flat spot at Denver. I bet the Broncos.
You know, I like the Broncos here, too. Two additional reasons. One, if Pittsburgh has any inclination to give up, if they get behind, the altitude will certainly help convince them. And number two, Denver's excellent against the pass, not defensively, not so great against the run. I don't think Pittsburgh has the will to run and run at altitude. So Fez, best bet on the Broncos. RJ likes it too.
If you missed any of today's Pickpalooza, you can find it on the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. The Odd Couple comes up next. We are back on Monday, straight out of Vegas, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!